You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we have just listened to a great panel here at the Education Transitions Conference with students talking about their experiences. One of the students was Ramnik, who joins us now. Ramnik, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you've experienced throughout your education?
Yeah, so I think the main thing is I've never really received the right support for my vision impairment. And the main reason for that is I think institutions don't know how to support students with sight loss to the extent that they need. And at every stage of my transition from one point to the next, I've had to advocate for myself, for my needs, and connecting the different dots within the institution to make sure that I am thriving and not surviving.
You've mentioned in particular the support you received from Thomas Pocklington Trust throughout kind of your more university experience. Can you tell us a little bit about what support that was and how valuable it was?
I was in my second year of university, my undergraduate, and unfortunately the institution I was at was not providing support under the Equality Act that they should be for reasonable adjustments. And this was despite a document outlined by the university telling them that they should. So I had reached out to Thomas Pocklington Trust to essentially ensure that my voice wasn't the only voice that needed to be heard. And TPT came in by ensuring that the support was not only outlined but needed to be put in place, and that the institution was being held accountable when it was or when it was not.
Now, there was a talk of technology during the panel, and a lot of people talked about kind of specialist tech they were using. You yourself mentioned AI and technology, something I find fascinating because I use AI a lot myself. So can you tell us a little bit about what sort of AI technology you use and how you find using it and how it helps you?
Yeah, so I'm a PhD researcher at UCR in my first year, and my research is focusing on the applications of AI for the visually impaired. And I think AI is great because, well, it's a mainstream piece of technology, and it's where the innovation is currently at, meaning it's really is moving at the speed of light in terms of the way it's sort of emerging. And I think AI is great because it provides a level of customizability to meet the user's needs. And I think that's what is currently missing within the technology landscape for the visually impaired communities and in places such as DSA, which is very much a box in which visually impaired people have to fit into. Whereas I think AI is great in terms of you sort of mold it around to your needs, what you want it to do, and sort of how you want it to help you in your daily work, in your education, and so on and so forth.
Which particular AI tools do you find most helpful to you at the moment?
So I use NotebookLM. NotebookLM allows you to sort of summarize documents, links. I particularly really enjoy using its podcast feature. So my current use case for it is I take some of my literature, so some papers that I need to read, and I will put it into NotebookLM, and I will have a two-way podcast where I can really listen to what the key sort of findings of the paper are, so I know whether this paper is relevant for my research or not. And the other AI tool I've been using is something called Anara AI. And this tool enables you to, again, get a summary of documents. But what I love about Anara is that it provides you with references as to where to look in terms of its statements that it gives you, how it's being backed up from the documents it's given you.
Which actually leans in quite nicely to my next question, is how do you manage, the fact that AI can sometimes hallucinate things? So, it's good that if you use AI to read your own papers and stuff, but when it comes to using AI for research, do you do it a lot? And if so, how do you manage any particular misinformation or hallucinations?
I think that's great. I think it's having a good sort of a workflow that you have a place for that criticality and that validation. I think I always sort of question as to if a statement is written by an AI, where is it being backed up? And that's my job. So it's great. It can sometimes, depending on what tools you use, take you longer to do things. But I think between NotebookLM and Anara, I found that because it's solely relying on the documents it's given it and not the whole internet, it sort of limits the number of hallucinations it can give you But I think the key thing is really on the onus of the person themselves and saying, okay, is what I'm hearing actually valid? Is it speaking the truth, or is it some gobbledygook?
Great way of putting it. Ramleek, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.